Blog Talk Radio.
Insight, guidance, understanding, and answers. Wouldn't you love to be able to sit in front of your angels and ask them all the questions that you ever wanted the answers to? Questions about life, love, business, relationships, spirituality, just anything that you ever wanted to know about? Welcome to Ask Your Angels, a show that discusses spirituality on a simple level, teaches you how to tap into the power of infinite wisdom and knowledge within you to get the answers that you seek. Did you know that you were already connected to infinite wisdom, infinite knowledge, and infinite abundance? Hi, I'm Fran Lee, your host. Let's get started.
Hey guys, what's up? How are you? How are you? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to another Ask Your Angels. I am so, again, excited about being here. Somebody emailed me and said, you know, you never get to my call, but you always say you're so excited to be here. Really and truly, I am excited. I say that every time I talk to you guys because I really am excited. I absolutely love, 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 love doing the radio show. And I love being able to talk to you guys and just kind of, you know, pound it out, give you some answers, and just chit-chat a little bit. So I just want to, first of all, you know, I got to clear up some business. So let's clear up the business. You guys can find me at www.angelswithfran.org. You can Google Angels with Fran and every place to find me, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything will come up if you Google Angels with Fran. Not only that, but you can sign up for my mailing list, and I send out lots of great information. I send out lots of free stuff. And not only that, I give away sessions at least 2 times a month. So if you are really, really wanting to get more guidance than you can get just, you know, from this little broadcast of us talking in 30 minutes, you can always join my emailing list for a chance to win a session. Also, again, I will be in Costa Mesa, California, October 22nd. At the Heiress Hotel. I am doing an intentional women's event, intentional living women's empowerment event. Let me slow down because the kibosh has got me a little bit, hype. I'm drinking Gingerade by Kibosh. Have you guys ever tried Kibosh organic and raw? It is the bomb. And I absolutely love it. And they sent me a case of it, and I am doing the Gingerade right now. So if you are wanting to clean out your system or trying to go raw or trying to just get your probiotics in your body, this will be the best way to do that. So that's what I'm drinking today. All right, guys, so here's another thing I want to tell you. This week, I have really, well, it's just Tuesday, but this week I have been getting a lot of questions about energy and energy work and how to unblock your energy. So I want to start with that. I want to start kind of talking about the energetic blocks that we can encounter. I even have done a podcast on it. So if you have a chance, make sure you check out my podcast. They're all in iTunes, and they're under Fran's Wisdom. So you can get those from iTunes, but I just want to talk a little bit about the energetic blocks and the energy that's kind of surfacing around right now. We are really having some very, very interesting energy going on in not only just the world, but, you know, in our individual lives. However, I want to talk about the energy blocks really, really quick, and then I'm going to answer some emails because I had some people email me last week. Then I'm going to get to the callers. But let me just do this really, really quickly and talk about this for a second. You know, right now, the energy that is in the universe is really heavy. There's some heavy-duty energy. We've got a lot of energy of really, really, really good stuff and fascinating positive things, like you're seeing people change their lives and manifest quickly and, you know, get connected to the divine within them. You're seeing that happen. But then you're seeing this negative energy of hatred and just, you know, people being rude and saying whatever they want to say and behaving in a way that is not appropriate. So what I want to say about that is that now the energies are kind of clashing. It's almost like there is a battle of good and evil happening right now. You know, I know that sounds cliche, but that's really what it is. And so what I want to encourage you to do, instead of jumping on, you know, this is better, this is not, this is right, this is not, how about we as a community of people that are enlightened and we as a community of people that actually see the white light and believe in the good and believe in what's right, whatever that may be, that people will do that. That people will just do what's right, simply. And let's send lots of love and pink rays into the planet. Let's see everybody with a pink, beautiful, bright aura and a white aura. And let's pray for peace, because really, that's what we need. We need some peace in the planet right now. Peace, period. We need the restoration of peace. So that is the message. You know, usually I give you guys a general message, but it has been about the energy. Ever since about last Thursday, I've been getting these really, really heavy messages about the energy. So I just want to make sure that you guys are, you know, standing kind of in line with me on, let's just send some peace and love. You know, because love is the loudest language, and really that's what it's all about. Is the love. It's all about the love. Let's send some of that out. All right, so every week I take your questions, and I have been trying to do better of honing in on one question and spending just a little time with the person on the phone, but I love you guys so much, and of course the angels want to talk, so therefore I'm trying to answer every single question, and I just can't. But I'm going to try to do better. So I'm going to ask you guys to help me do better by having your questions ready, and let's focus on one specific area. You know, a general reading of what do the angels want me to know is great, but when we only have 30 minutes and we have 30 to 40 callers waiting, I want to try to get through as many as we can. If you need a full reading, I now do clarity calls where you can get 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or 30 minutes, and you can get all that information on my site, www.angelswithfran.org, or if you feel like you need an hour, you can get that there too. But let's just try to be respectful of the other people that are waiting and have your questions ready, and I need to do the same, so help me. Help me help you guys. All right. So the first email that I am going to get an answer is from a lady who said, I've been trying to call you for 3 weeks, Fran, and I never get in. My question is about Venus and the goddesses. Is that something that I should be interested in, or should I just strictly go to God with my prayer requests and my answers? Also, with Venus, I'm wondering, can I use her to enhance my love life? Because I am really having issues there. Kay in New Jersey. Hi, Kay in New Jersey. I hope you're listening this week because I'm going to answer your question. All right, so here's the thing. God is the intimate, ultimate, infinite source, period. God is my source, my higher power, everything. But here's the thing. God governs the entire universe. So every single thing in the universe is governed by God. Everything. So that would be goddesses, Venus, angels, saints, everything heavenly, everything divine, everything of light, everything in the universe is governed by God. So if you choose to ask Venus to help you with your love life, I don't think that there will be a problem with that. Actually, by me being a Libra, I was born, I have a Venus moon or Venus, I don't know, something. I'm not really into all that. I love astrology, but can't really tell you everything. However, I know that Venus is the goddess of love. And with Venus comes a pink and a red energy. So Friday, let me back up a little bit. Friday is the day of love. So if you're wanting to write your petition to the universe, if you're wanting to open the doors for love in your life, Friday would be a great day to do that on. And using Venus as a conduit to help you draw and attract love, as well as wearing something pink or red that day, would be super great. Pink and red hold the energy of love. They are symbolic for love in the spiritual sense. I bet you guys didn't know that you could wear certain colors to attract certain things. But red and pink are symbolic colors for spiritual love. So you can wear red and pink, and you can also ask Venus to help open the doors for you to attract the love that you desire. Venus is also good with self-love. With Venus and the pink and the red, you should get a pink rose quartz. Rose quartz promotes self-love, and it promotes love, period. We make the pink rose quartz angel wing bracelets. We can't keep them in stock. We sell out of them. They are marvelous to just wear every day to attract love and good energy. So I hope that helps you. You did not ask me when you were going to find love, but I want to tell you this is what I'm feeling. I feel like there's a gentleman around you. This gentleman likes you, and I feel like he's been around you quite frequently. You guys may work together. I'm not sure. And he wants to approach you, but you got to open the door. You got to kind of, I feel like you walk around kind of with the I'm not interested face going on, but this gentleman's a nice guy. So open the door and allow him to talk to you. He may be the one. You never know. I hope this helps. Email me and let me know. All right. So in answering that email, I'm just going to touch on energy again and attracting and, you know, love, which love is my thing. So here's the thing. On Fridays is the day of love. Friday is the day of Venus. Venus is the goddess of love. And, you know, you can Google that and look all that up. I'm not going to go into a whole god and goddess thing because really that's not my area of expertise. But I can tell you this. Spiritually, pink and red promote love. They draw and they attract love. You can wear pink or you can wear red. If you're a man, you can wear it underneath your clothes if you're not, you know, ready to sport it on top. And it will draw love to you. They are vibrant colors for attracting love, new love, self-love. Pink and red together is a beautiful combination, and used with the intention of drawing love, you will see love manifest in your life. So that's the love lesson for the day. All right, I have so many emails, but I am going to try to take some of these calls because you guys have been waiting. And I believe that we are going to go to the 509 area code. So we're going to Spokane, Washington. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Fran. Good afternoon.
Hi.
My question is also in regards to love. I recently met this guy. His name is Daniel, and his last name starts with an A. I was just wondering, how you think he feels and if you see this becoming something or if you see someone else coming for me.
Well, I think that you and Daniel will talk. You guys will talk and you will – does he live where you live? Does he live in the area you live in?
Kind of.
Okay.
We hung out yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I'm asking that, let me tell you what I'm asking that. Because they showed me a distance, like a drive distance, like maybe, I don't know. But they showed me a road
20
between
minutes.
The two of you, which means, okay,
yeah.
okay. So they were saying that you guys don't live in the same area. Okay, all right. That's fine. So I feel like you guys will talk and communicate, and you'll see each other, but I feel like there's someone else for you that is closer. And I feel like they're a little bit older than you. Not older, like when you say older, people go, oh, no. Not older like that, but they're a little bit older than you. And I feel like they're going to show up here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So you need to keep your eye open for that.
What do you mean by they're going to, like, did you have a kid?
No. When I say there, I mean him. I'm sorry. I'm Southern. I have the little draw, that accent. He's going to show up. in a little bit. And I feel like he's closer to you. I feel like he's closer. And I think that that's going to be a better fit. But I don't rule Daniel out. I don't think Daniel's going to just disappear.
Okay. The only thing about him is that he's, like, a little bit into his head, like, oh, I'm a very handsome guy, I'm, like, super fit, he's a personal trainer, and that kind of makes me want to step back a little bit, but, yeah, that's the only thing about him.
Here's the thing with that, he's a little insecure, so, you know, people that behave that way, it's not so much that they just think, oh, yeah, I am it. What it is more about is that they're a little insecure. So, like I said, I wouldn't write him off. I don't think he's going to disappear, but I don't think that you guys are going to have this long-lasting love relationship, no. I think that someone else is going to come, and I think that that person is more like you, and he fits you better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is somebody that you can relate to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. As for his current feelings, do you think that he is interested or not?
I think he likes you, yeah. Yeah, I think he likes you, but I just think he likes himself a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, he likes himself a lot, but he likes you, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
He likes you.
Yeah.
So let me know what happens, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep, thank you
for
your time.
All right, you're welcome. Uh-huh. Thank you
Bye.
For calling. All right. All right, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, guys. So I am going to take another email, then I'm going to go back to the lines. Gosh, this 30 minutes goes so quick. Jeez. I mean, it seems like I get on and I try to rush through my announcements so I can talk to you, but then time just flies. All right, so here's the question. Hi, Fran. I wanted you to know that I really, really like your show, and you are just so funny. And you are always dead on. You have a great gift. Thank you for that. Thank you. My question to you is about letting things go or releasing things that no longer serve. I'm having a problem releasing a relationship that I know is not for me, but it has really been difficult for me to try to get over this. Can you help me with that? Love, Stuck. All right, Stuck. So here's the thing. We all have issues, okay? Everybody has issues. Don't let anybody tell you that they don't have issues because they do. All right, so here's the thing about being able to let go of things that don't work for you. When you are in a situation and you find yourself holding on to things, whether it's energetically or physically, it's because you're still attached to that somehow. You're either attached to it wanting a different outcome, or you're attached to it because you feel like they hurt you, or there's some reason that you are attached to it. And so what I'm going to suggest is that you begin to do some disconnection work, that you begin to start to see yourself released and detached from anything and anybody that does not serve, suit, or add to your highest purpose. If you are finding that you are having a hard time with that, you might want to ask Archangel Michael to help you. Archangel Raphael is great. You can also just see yourself in meditation or in quiet time, actually disconnecting from things that don't work. And it does take work, especially if it's someone that you were attached to or that you're in love with. It takes time. It definitely takes time to be able to get over things and to detach from things that you've had in your life for a long time or, you know, that are coming back. So I feel like the reason that you're having the biggest problem is that you're allowing this energy to return into your life, and you've got to let that go. So take some time, do some inventory, think about what it is you truly, truly, truly want, and think about what it is you don't want. And if you do that, I think that you'll find yourself in a better place. I hope that helps. Email me back and let me know. All right, guys, I am going to go to the next caller. But before I do that, I want to talk about this connection really, really quick. Sometimes we can be holding on to energetic ties by having unforgiveness, anger, resentment, or, you know, we feel like that person owes us answers and we want answers or whatever the case may be. Whatever the case may be, make sure that you're doing the inventory before you try to move on, because what you will do is that you'll frustrate yourself if you don't, because you'll say, well, why can't I get over this? Or why come this is not done? Or why come, you know, this is an issue, when really it's not an issue. You just need to work on it. And sometimes before we try to move on to something else, we need to let go of what we're hanging on to. So check out what may be holding up or causing the energy to stop. All right. I'm going to go to the 818 area code. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Okay, they couldn't hear me. I'm not quite sure why, but maybe they'll call back. Okay, so I am going to go to the 305 area code now. Hello?
Hi, Sam, how are you?
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good, good. And I have a question about love.
Okay.
Do you see me getting married, like, next year or 2 years or 3 years from now? I don't know.
Married. Okay, so have you been married before?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay. So here's the thing. I'm going to ask you a question. You asked me one, but I'm going to ask you what they're asking me.
Okay.
Do you really want to be married? Now.
Yes.
Okay.
In the sense that
okay.
I want the benefits of marriage, like the companionship, the
absolutely.
Friendship.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I asked you that, because that's the next thing they were going to say. Do you want to be married or do you want just the benefits of that? So here's the thing. Once you make a choice, whatever you desire will come forth. But what they're telling me to tell you is that you need to make sure that you are specific, but not so specific about what you really want. So if you want a marriage that's more like a companionship and a friendship and someone that you can trust and all that, they want you to make sure that you put all of that down, that you make sure that you give your petition to the universe and that you are clear about that, because
okay.
I feel like right now it just hasn't happened because you haven't been really clear. So the minute you get clear about it is the minute that
yeah.
it will show up. Yeah. And that's what they want for you. I feel like you would be better. Okay. What the angels are telling me is that you would be better in a relationship that's like a marriage, like a, an exclusive partnership. Something about the idea of married really makes you nervous. There's something about that commitment again, it makes you a little, you kind of get, you're like, okay, yeah, I can, but I don't know. I feel like once you decide, once you decide that you really want to, you can have what you want. It's just you making a clear decision and a clear request to the universe. Simple. That's all you've got to do.
I want it all, and that's what's hard because I want it all. I want the romance, but I want the companionship, and I'm not, you know, like maybe I'm asking for too much.
No, you're not asking for too much. There's never too much. I mean, you deserve to have what you want. But you just need to decide. What Spirit is telling me is that you need to decide what package you want it in. Do you want it in a marriage? Does it have to have the title of being married? Or does it have to, you know, does it have to have that title? Or can it come as this is my soulmate, my mate forever, my, you know, what do you really want?
Yeah. I think I do.
And once
I want a marriage because I do. That means it's just commitment. Otherwise, it's just checking. You know.
Absolutely.
I want the commitment of the marriage.
Well,
you know?
And that's what they're telling me to tell you. You have to just get clear. And once you get clear, they'll show it. They'll bring it to you.
Okay.
Once you get clear, you will see how quickly it'll show up. You'll probably be a little nervous because it will show up really fast. It'll show up fast. So let me know how it works out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, guys. So I'm going to take another email question. We've got a few minutes. See, we're getting through the calls today. Love it. There's a lot of you on here. I know I see, and I am moving as quickly as I can. But let's get to the email bag. Dear Fran, I am struggling with a decision. I want to come and tell, Dear Fran, I am struggling with a decision. I feel like I need to tell someone something that is very, very important, but I am struggling with how they will take the news of this. Do you have any advice for me? Was it hard for you to tell people who you were and what you do? Mine is totally different than yours, but I still feel like I need to tell someone something very important about who I am. Love, G in, what's this? Is it Hawaii? G in Hawaii? Okay. All right. Okay, so G, here's the deal. And here's the real deal. You can only be who you are. And if people, persons, whomever, cannot accept you for who you are, then they don't have a place in your space. Most people will, okay, let me back up. Most people who love you and who truly love you are going to accept you for exactly who you are. They're going to love you for who you are. They're going to want to be around you for who you are. It will be amazing. So just take a deep breath, ask your angels to go before you, and let them know as gently as you can your truth and expect them to accept it. Ask your angels to go before you, though. That's truly very important, and that's going to be key in how the information is relayed. Having your angels go before you is an amazing way to smooth the path. All right, guys. Gee, I hope that helps. Email me and let me know, boo, what happened. And you can also email me personally about this issue if there's more information you want to give me. And everything that you tell me is confidential. So just so you know. Anyway, I just want to tell you guys this, that you have to embrace your authentic self. I had many, many years of not embracing my authentic self, and I was never happy. Own your truth, stand in your truth, and be exactly who you are. And those who love you will always love you. And those who don't, well, they'll make room for people that do. So you've got to stand in your truth, and you've got to be exactly who you are. All right, guys, I am going to have to go. My producer is waving the finger at me. He's wrapping it up. Send me an email, Fran at angelswithfran.org, or You can just come back here next week, same time, same place. Talk to you later. Fabulous, fabulous week. Bye for now.